Call it meeting to order. And so, anyway, we're going to call the meeting to order here. And this is the meeting of the Public Arts Committee, Thursday, June 19. And seeing that we have no public here for public comment, we are going to, why don't we do quick introductions. We have a new person that some of you may not know. Who he is. So, Tim, would you like to introduce yourself? I know you're going to talk later.
I'm going to see if that's one of our people.
Well,
my name is Tim Groves. I'm the Director of Public Works and the City Engineer, and I'm managing the Aquatic Center project in the pool.
Okay. And your
name? I'll keep an eye out.
Oh, me?
Yeah. So Tim knows.
So you are two individual. I have not had the opportunity.
Hi.
Hi.
Tim, your name is Tim?
Yes.
Tim Gross.
Karen Murphy.
Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tim.
Hi, I'm Mary Peterson. I'm an arts volunteer.
Okay. So Tim, I think you know everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's.
I know about you all.
The minutes were sent out in advance. The May 15 minutes. Thank
Can
you,
I just
Peggy,
mention one
that?
Thing on the agenda? I
yes.
Had a little typo and I wrote the minutes of May 15th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there yet.
Not there yet.
These are the meeting minutes of the 14th.
I missed a couple meetings.
You're
oh.
Right.
we're very forward. Looking here in this committee, we're working on 2017. So,
Penny, the actual minutes have the actual
right.
Yeah,
I move to approve.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there we go. So now we're going to go to Percent for Arts, the new municipal swimming pool, and Tim Gross is here as staff, and so you're going to start off the discussion here.
Sure.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, you're very welcome. I thought it might be helpful to kind of explain the process that we've taken to date and then kind of what our expected process is over the course of the project. We've selected an architect, and the contract went to council at the, not this council meeting, but the prior, I believe, the special council meeting we held a week or so ago. The architect is Sherwood Robinson. Carl Sherwood is going to be the primary architect and project manager for the architect. He's one of the principals in the company. They've done lots and lots and lots of aquatic centers, and he's very professional. He's the architect that designed the library for a point of reference. And so during the selection process, we had a lot of discussion about Percent for the Arts and what we are calling focus groups, because there's lots of different organizations and individuals and users of the aquatic center that we want to get feedback from, one of which is the arts. And what I brought with me today is the schedule that is part of his proposal. And the reason I brought this with me was to give you some sort of a general idea of time frame and how the arts group would be integrated into the overall design process of the pool. And so each of these different groups that we're going to work with, we're calling focus groups. The Arts Council would be a focus group as well, but we would work with the Arts Council. Well, what do I call you? I'm sorry. Because there's actually
public
a
special...
Arts public
arts
committee.
Well, but yeah. The actual group that would be working with the Aquatic Center, you would establish separately, from my understanding.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the way the Percent for the Arts works.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to set up a task force, if
but
you will,
it'll be people...
our focus group that will work with the pool.
Right.
It could be these same people.
Or some.
And so, if you forgive me, I'm just going to call you the Arts Focus Group, just for my own brain.
Yeah.
And I think it outlines the composition of that subcommittee or subgroup
yes.
in the resolution.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, right now, the architect is working on a work plan. And that work plan will include meeting with these focus groups and the Arts Focus Groups. The Arts Focus Group we're going to meet with quite a bit more than the other focus groups, because it is a bit more involved in what we need to accomplish. And so it's actually broken out separately. This great big long brown line mm-hmm. on the schedule is the Arts Focus Group. It's the single longest process in the entire mm-hmm. design process, because it's more than just, and again, I'm not completely sure, I guess, what some people's understanding of what that process is going to be. I guess my initial impression was people thought, well, we're going to select a sculpture or something like that, and it's going to get in the aquatic center, and it's much more comprehensive than that, because mm-hmm. the architect is very, very interested in incorporating an artistic theme throughout the design of the aquatic center, which is why it takes such a long time with the arts focus group to be able to incorporate that art focus into the overall design, because it'll continue on all the way even through construction, getting feedback from the arts focus group on the implementation of that art into the facility. And so initially I think what will take place is we'll simply meet with the architect and we'll talk about what our plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you say we, you mean the subcommittee?
The subcommittee, the Arts Focus Group.
Okay.
Yeah. The Arts Focus Group will meet, and I think that that's something that this committee can do right now, is starting mm-hmm. getting those individuals organized, identifying them as that Arts Focus Group. That's something, a task that you can take on immediately, because we will be coming back to this to the Art Committee in a week or so even, and say, hey, we need to get your focus group together so we can meet with you, you know, as quickly as we can, so we can get this process moving down the road. And so the architect and myself and Jim and whomever else is necessary will meet with the Arts Focus Group and the architect and talk about what your expectations are, kind of what his impression of how this would work, and we can set up a plan on how we want to proceed. If we decide we need to select an artist for art on the Aquatic Center, there would be an RFP that would need to be drafted, and that's something that we would want to do relatively quickly mm-hmm. because that process takes some time and that selection takes some time, and we need that information to be able to incorporate that into the overall design process of the Aquatic Center. So there's not any much detail I can give you now other than process.
I think that when you say that initially that this group or the Arts Focus Group would meet with the architect, do you think that's as soon as next week?
No, I'm guessing that I will have a work plan from him next week that we will discuss, and then I can contact you and say, okay, you know, in another week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks we need to meet together.
I was,
you know, so
are you gonna?
We'll have an understanding about when we want to get together with you next week.
And
not necessarily getting together with you next week.
Yeah. Is it going to be like on call, or is it going to be like a scheduled
meeting? It has to be scheduled.
We would do scheduled meetings, and if you already meet monthly, that probably will work if we can tag on at the beginning or the end of a meeting, or your focus group meets after the arts meeting, you know, whatever works for you. I would think at some points the architect will be here, some points he may conference call in.
Catherine has the composition of
so,
the...
Yeah, design. So let's review that if you don't have your notebook. So this is Resolution 3589 that adopted, you know, that had us come into existence, and the percent for arts. And when we talk about a public arts selection panel for, you know, a specific project, the selection panel shall consist of 7 voting members, 2 members of the public arts committee, 1 recognized art professional, such as a museum curator, art historian, conservator, gallery director, 1 professional visual artist, 2 ad hoc Newport citizens at large, and the executive director of the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts. Then there are 2 non-voting members on this selection panel, the director of Parks and Recreation, or designee, and 1 city council liaison.
So that
makes
a... You're referencing a selection committee?
Well,
it
might not be me.
Is that the same as the arts...
It's not the same as this committee.
It's
a subcommittee of this committee when there's public art to be worked on.
But when there's a project.
And she just read who they will be, and I suspect...
But isn't there there's a different section when it talks about percent for the arts and the arts task force that's part of that. Isn't there later on in that resolution?
That's the whole... That is it.
No, that's
what she just read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have some criteria to follow.
I think that's good. You know,
and there's lots of criteria in here that the public art committee and the public art selection panel will be looking at.
It's,
you know, aesthetics, craftsmanship.
The public art selection panel will be your focus group.
All
the public art selection panel will be your art focus group.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking is, just to move this process forward, I think we should go through each one of those categories and try to come up with some potential people to fill those positions.
Right,
because,
today, that we can.
Yeah.
Well, if I may make a request, I would rather you do that when I'm not here.
Yeah. Well, then you better
because,
leave.
Because, well, I guess if there's any more information that you need from me, that would be the opportunity to ask. Otherwise, I have, you know, lots and lots of things to do.
Well, you'll just tell us when you're ready for this selection panel focus
group,
right?
I will do so. I guess my request is that you work diligently to put that group together.
That's what we're going to do right now.
I am guessing probably next week I'll be able to, I'll probably just talk to Peggy and say, hey, I'm thinking it's going to be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right, whatever that time is when we would like to start getting together. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be pretty quick, and so I wouldn't sit on this, really, if you can.
Yeah, well, hopefully, really maybe it might, you know, when we start meeting, might be mid-July.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can make July that happen. That'll be our regular meeting. Would be our next regular meeting is July 17th.
Okay, well, I'll talk to Carl, and maybe that would make the most sense.
You won't be here?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, that's
all
right.
I'll tentatively plan to have the group organized and meet then, unless we hear otherwise.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's July 17th, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's our next.
I'm paying attention, Catherine.
Regular. Yes, right, since you're second. You be first.
Yeah. Are you here then?
It's that annual meeting where I show up on time. Tim, what I'm curious to know is what has the architect projected as the amount of time this project is going to involve?
From beginning to end?
Yeah, because I think that's important if we're inviting somebody else outside of this group.
Exactly.
To say to them, this is the commitment as best we can imagine.
Well,
so what is it?
Well, the focus group won't be involved the entire time.
Yeah.
Well, that.
All the way to the end.
What I think is you're going to have the focus group will be intensely involved right at the beginning.
Right.
And then there will be some moderate involvement throughout the rest
of
the project.
Maybe not monthly.
And so I would doubt it would even be monthly.
Yeah, I doubt it
at that point.
Because, you know, for example, construction is scheduled to begin tentatively in June of 2015. So exactly a year from now.
A year. All right.
And there's probably not going to be any involvement of the Arts Committee for the first, you know, construction is going to go on for almost a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say there's probably almost no or little or no involvement for the first 6 or 8 months of that construction process.
That would be a
good
estimate.
Because it's the finishing construction where the Arts Committee would begin to get involved again.
Or the plan of the building, a little tweak here or there.
You know, so
I don't think we're going to be involved in the planning of the building.
At all. No suggestions on that?
No, the
it would be more of the architectural elements of the building itself.
I mean, we're not going to be able to say, oh, you need to move that wall.
Oh, no,
or will you put
no,
a window here? That's not our purview.
Right.
But our purview
but the art
would
in
be
the building at that stage if it's going to be built into it.
That's all going to be dealt with at the beginning.
I think, Tim, may I interpret what I think you've said so we can hear it again, and if it's wrong, you can add or subtract. That during the planning process of the building, the architect is committed to working with a group who is going to give input in regard to the overall aesthetic theme of the building, and I think that's a good summation right there. Just that
I think
sentence.
That's a fair representation of what the expectation
in the first, let's say, 6 months of the planning.
Yeah, we will go through. Schematic design is scheduled to begin sometime in August, and what that is we want to get all of our focus groups together and meet with them before then.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all giving us, this is what we need, this is what our ideas are, this is what, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they come back with a schematic design, and that's just kind of like some sketches.
Right.
Hey, you know, we've incorporated all the comments that we've gotten to date.
Right.
This is the sketches of trying to summarize those things. Is this kind of what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's schematic design.
Right.
And so then we go into what they call design development. And then design development is taking that and say, okay, yeah, you know, this is kind of the concept that we were really talking about. Design development is really putting more meat on the bones, if you will. And I would think there'd be much more engagement with the Arts Committee during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we start talking about the aesthetic components of the structure,
mm-hmm.
Integrating art throughout the architectural elements in the building. So, for example, I'm going to throw this out as an example. You know, we have the sculpture of the children playing out front of the recreation center
right now.
Maybe you have a similar sculpture to that as you come into the entry of the aquatic center, and it has a certain color theme to it, and has a certain mm-hmm. texture to it, and maybe those colors and themes and textures are emulated throughout the entry mm-hmm. of the Aquatic Center and, mm-hmm. you know, the tile work. And, you know, I mean, right. that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Exactly. But and it's and our involvement in the beginning is essential because then we have to go forth and solicit through the RFPs who the artists are going to be and how we're going to coordinate.
Yeah, and trying to figure out exactly. So there may be just an artist. You may have a single piece of artwork, or may there may be multiple pieces of artwork. And this is where, you know, what was it, 1% of the construction value of the building for art. Okay, it's a kind of a weird, ambiguous number because, say, if you went out and bought a sculpture.
Mm-hmm. That might be it.
That might be it, but that's not it. Because the building still needs, you know, interior finishes. It still needs tiles, right. still needs. So, you know, the influence of the arts committee goes beyond just right. that 1% of the right. arts. Right. It goes right. into the overall elements of the building. Right.
Can mm-hmm. I ask a question, though? Do the overall elements, the overall aesthetic elements, come out of the 1%?
That would not be my understanding.
Okay, no. that's mine too, but right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I think we need to look at that. If you're specifically buying artwork, that's what that is. But you're an important focus group for the overall aesthetics of the building as a whole, which are going to be there whether there was a 1% for the arts or not, but you're the right forum to discuss those things.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I wanted to make sure that you completely understood is don't cap yourselves thinking that, oh, we only have 65,000 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, you may for a specific piece of art or something, but, you know, we just need to run with that, with and discussions with the architect and what you envision that facility to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no offense, the rec center on the inside is ugly.
Yeah.
Frankly.
And
it's not Judy's fault, though.
That's not Judy's fault.
Well, and then the thing, too, is you're going to have this building next door and probably tied to it, and how to balance what this looks like with what that looks like.
And we actually have an opportunity to improve that, because I think what's going to take place is that entry, that foyer, will be modified.
Change. Yeah.
Because we're going to try and have a common entrance to the both facilities.
It has to change.
And so, you know, the butt ugly veranda in there, excuse my, you know, phrasing, can be modified and maybe be improved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Improving the overall
the
entry to the building. Right. You're not going to be doing things to the hallways or the gymnasium or anything like that.
Right.
But that entry almost absolutely will, because mm-hmm. we need to have a more controlled entry. And if we're going to do a more controlled entry, then, you know, you're ripping stuff out and changing some things. That's an opportunity to improve it.
But you have to be careful not to get rid of some of those revenue-generating meeting rooms on the side.
Well, that's a challenge because that's where the pool is attached.
You know, I don't know that they generate that much revenue, do they?
I have no idea.
Quite a bit.
That's not going to be our concern. That is not our, I don't really care. But I do care about the color paint and the flow and the welcoming. There is going to be a theme.
Yeah.
So it's coordinated, so it makes sense. People may or may not realize it, but they will be responding to it. And that's the important part, I think.
I think City Hall here is a very good example. Mm-hmm. I believe that there was an arts committee that was involved in the redesign of this building, if I'm not mistaken.
Way long time
there
ago.
Was a group that, no, there wasn't an arts committee. There was a group that selected the public art that's in the building, but not the architectural elements or anything.
Design. Well, yeah. But there's an awful lot of arts as you walk into this building.
Right.
Yeah.
And this building has a consistent theme throughout, and I've had lots and lots and lots of compliments from people who come and visit the City Hall.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the woodwork. It has to do with the overall theme of the building
as a
whole.
What it feels like.
You know?
Basically, when you, that's what aesthetics are about. When you walk in, what does it feel like?
The paintings might be out of the 1% for the art, but the overall feel of the building, that's beyond that.
Yeah, in this case, that was just solely the architect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the architect will be influenced by that, but this is not a dumb guy. He's very, very shrewd and a very good designer.
Well, if he designed the library, then I think we can trust where he's going to take this particular structure.
He'll take your recommendations and he'll incorporate that into his overall design scheme, and that's what we're going for here.
And then we'll be able to see, after he gets recommendations and does things, we'll be able to see some of the other steps?
Absolutely.
Okay, as it goes along.
He gets feedback from you. He goes and conceptualizes that. He comes back and gets feedback from you. Uh-huh. And there are certain meetings that we're setting up with him because we have to from a budgeting perspective. But you'll have plenty of opportunities to talk about that. And also, I'll be getting information that I can share with you that you can discuss internally, and you can provide feedback to me that I can communicate with the architect as well. So beyond just necessarily a set and established meetings, as I start getting information that you'd be interested in, I can share that with the committee.
Okay.
So I'm kind of that go-between for those opportunities when he's not here directly.
Okay.
And so, Tim, mark your calendar July 17th.
July 17th.
Yeah. I'll send you an agenda anyway.
Public arts committee.
Yeah, but your agenda will just say agenda. I don't know.
Well, you're just going to have to read it, for crying out loud.
See, that's how you get people to read them, is you just don't mark what they're for.
If you're getting the agenda, there is a reason.
Yeah, right. And the same thing again. He can be at the beginning so that he can leave and go about his business.
Besides, he likes coming to this meeting. He
Why not?
We would still be the ones that are doing the call for artists, though, correct?
I mean,
we
are the
RFP.
Ones. Yeah.
Well, right. It's very likely that the architect would write the RFP and have you review it to ensure
that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
the reason for that is we need to move. You know, he's done this a million times.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
can get that RFP. You can say this. I don't want it to say this. I want it to say something else. We changed the language. But
here, take a set of these then.
And just share with the architect.
I just went online and looked at a bunch, and I made some for everybody if anybody's.
And then there are also, when we do the RFP, that there are things dealing with public art criteria, selection criteria.
Will you give them that resolution?
Oh, yes,
Does he already have it?
He already has a copy of it, yes.
Yeah. Need to interweave because there were several.
I don't have a copy of it anymore.
Well, that's years of it's online.
I'm sure you'll inform me what I need to do.
Look on the website.
I have a
copy.
Are
there any other questions?
Any other questions at the moment for Tim?
I just want to say that I'm really excited and I love things that move fast. So yeah.
Yep.
It's going to move pretty darn fast. So
good. Maybe faster than Tim's talking.
I don't talk fast.
Oh, no.
I talk efficiently.
So what grew up, Tim, just out of curiosity?
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin.
Lost a bit of that.
And I lived in Minnesota for 20 years.
Nice
you can
mix.
Turn it on and off.
Yeah, easily. I spent a summer down in South Carolina. I picked up a ball and out down there too.
Well, everything you're saying would lead to a slower pace in your diction, but that's okay. Somehow you rose above it.
I'm sorry. I've been accused of speaking very quickly. And it's true.
I grew up in Massachusetts. You cannot compete with me.
I have a question not related to the pool, and it has to do with mother and child.
Yes, and what I'd like to do, what we're going to come back to after Tim leaves, to the percent for the arts thing, because we're going to work on the selection panel. But while Tim is here, if we can jump ahead on the next agenda item, we have OCCA has sent you some emails, and I know you were out of town last week. We want to set up a meeting to get together. Myself, Barbara Berge is also helping with this, as well as Jerry Harpster, whom you've met, and all of you have met him, so that we can look at samples, colors of concrete, and work toward a decision on what that is. We had talked about that maybe you would mark the area, please, you know, out there on the grass. And so we want to move forward and make some decisions. And so, but we need your input and guidance and what prices are going to be. Our deadline to have this done so that we can premiere it, I believe we put this in an email, is Wednesday, August 13.
You have to have it completed by then?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I want to apologize for not getting a call back to you. It's been a little hectic. We're in the middle of our construction season right now, and I am understaffed. And so this has sort of taken back burner. Now that I know you have a deadline, I will try and set up a time when we can get together next week if possible.
Great.
Of the samples for concrete, I've done some research on that. We can pull that up online very easily. and look at that, and I can do those queries for you. And I think what would be best is just to sit down in front of a computer and look at some different things.
There we've been kind of looking at, you know, online too, but excuse me.
Probably the best way, if you start honing in on a particular type of concrete that you like, then I can find out where that is in town and either bring a sample or take you there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just a little bit inconvenient to haul lots of samples of concrete.
Right.
So it's best to kind of hone in on online first.
Exactly. Right. Tim's hauling. No, we don't expect that.
Would you
email me on a couple of times that you're available next week?
Yeah, I will send you an email.
Yeah, okay,
meeting.
Great.
I'll go and look at my calendar and see when we might be able to get together.
We're in here too, so if you want to come back and tell her if you're going to be in the building after you look at your calendar.
It's usually best for me to email, because then if we can communicate that way, I can get it in my calendar immediately. Live, breathe, and die by my Outlook calendar. I forgot what I was going to say. When we decide on a concrete style, we can get it poured really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When we finally decide that, we'll pull the trigger and do that.
Would you, because I know being out of town and when you have lots of emails, would you like for us to resend some of the emails we did? Because we've already given some ideas, you know, as a start, you know, not smooth gray.
There are actually more questions than ideas, so that's why I need to get together with you.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah, and so I don't need the emails resent to me, because I created a separate project for it, and I've got everything
on
the spot. I will try, if I can, to get out there and actually mark the spot today, so when we meet next week, you've had an opportunity to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I'm just going to do it based on the drawing that you previously sent me.
Yeah, when you and I were standing in the rain last fall.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we ever
determine
if lights were part
of
the panel?
All right. Again, sorry for
appreciate
some time
that.
To get back.
Listen. I think that would be certainly know about busy schedules, and we have some further feedback from Jerry Harpster as well. So this would be perfect.
The things that I need confirmation on is what you would like to do with lighting, because if I have a penetration in the slab, that's something I have to know.
Right.
You know, how they mount the statue is insignificant. I won't do anything to the slab, and I'll let him come in and do concrete anchors, because then he can place position in any way he wants without us worrying about making it work.
Right.
But the lighting is a whole different animal. I have to know where you want that.
Kay.
And it doesn't even need to be hooked up. I just need to make sure I have a penetration with a conduit, and we can do the work later.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe when we're over here, too, you know, we have some samples I'd mentioned. We've gotten together with an electric company last fall and started looking at some and whatever, and so maybe we can visit on that, and you can give some guidance as to whether that's best embedded in the concrete or whether it's best installed outside the concrete pad. Because we've already determined in part of our homework that the lighting will not work embedded in the base or the pedestal. At one point, you know, we were looking at that, but then Jerry did some mock-up and worked on some whatever, and it's not going to work to have the lights in the four corners of the actual pedestal base, bronze base.
But the cement base.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the bronze base, because at one point we were talking about lights in there shining
scary
up.
Faces, right?
too many shadows.
I would not recommend embedding the light itself in the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a terrible experience with that, because you're committed.
Right.
Once you put the base in, and I have to actually have the can, and it has to be installed in the concrete, and then you never can find a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I have all kinds of lights all over town that fall into that category that don't work.
That's great advice.
You don't have some kind of weatherproof screw that you can...
Oh, you absolutely do. There's no such thing as weatherproof screws in the coast.
That's true. It just is going to rot.
I've never found a product that lasts.
Not even stainless steel. Okay.
Nope.
Those stainless steel bike racks are rusting.
And what ends up happening when it's recessed in the concrete is it collects material. The water sits on it.
Right.
It collects sand, and it rots from the inside out. Even things, and we have lights that go up the stairway by the Visual Arts Center, and we can never get any of those to work.
They're actually vertical.
Oh, on the side.
So they should, the it's not like...
Yeah, it's not even flat, like it's on the side.
Yeah, they're just, it's unbelievable how corrosive this
the poles
environment
work,
is. I've never seen anything as corrosive as here. Mm-hmm. Between the sand and the salt air, it just eats things alive. Mm-hmm. We've been replacing our lights with sealed LEDs, which have been the most resilient. Okay. The least costly in terms of power, very expensive to purchase.
Right.
There's no ballasts or anything crazy in them, and so they last a lot longer. Right. If you drive down Bay Boulevard, you'll notice there's one light that's white, and all the rest are yellow. Because those brand new halothane lights we bought, the interior is already rotted out on some of them. What are they, 3-4 years old?
Wow.
And so we're one by one gutting them and putting in LEDs. Lights in this town are just a nightmare. And I spend more money. It would be interesting to query how much we spent on lights in the last year alone, because they just rot away.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I wouldn't embed them in the concrete, but what we certainly could do is if you know where you want to have lights in the concrete, we would simply stub conduit up there, and then you can get a light fixture that actually mounts on the concrete but above it, and they could be directional, shining at the statue from all sides so that it can be well lit, and then it's tall enough where you're not having people tripping over it all the time either.
Right.
That's my other concern, is I don't want something that only 2 inches off or 4 inches off the ground, somebody's going to stumble over it. You know, we want a light fixture.
Right. Right. And you don't really want it in the grass, because then somebody has to go by hand
and
turn around it.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so that's just not going to happen.
So that would, I guess, be the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
We could simply...
So we can talk about that as well.
We can simply put a quadrant, 4 conduits coming up around the statue, and then kind of deal with what fixtures you want after the fact, and how they would be directional, and that would be, I think, the most forgiving, both for how we deal with it now and how we deal with it in the future.
Okay, great.
We want to make sure it works all the time. 20 years from now, we want to make sure the lights work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can get to them.
Great, good advice.
All right, I will be emailing you here shortly.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're starting out the day tired. Not a good plan.
I'm getting old. I shaved my beard because it was really gray. I kept getting a lot of old comments lately. I'm like, that's it. It's gone.
Oh, my God. I saw you out there surfing yesterday.
So that's why he's sore.
Really? You didn't see me surfing earlier.
Yes, I did.
I was out on Agate. You couldn't see me.
I was out there.
You're on Agate Beach, really?
Oh, I was up at Izzy's.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I was out early. I mean, but it was like 6 in the morning.
No, this was noon. I saw you out
there. Oh, wasn't me. I was out at Agate at 6
I'm
in the morning.
I'm kidding.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
You knew it was a good point that he probably was.
Our Kiwanis meets at Izzy's.
They needed Izzy's.
Yeah, so I saw people out there surfing yesterday.
So you knew it was probably pretty good, so good chance he was there. Okay.
Good. All right, great. We're moving on. So let's go back to the Public Arts Selection Panel. This is, Section 2, Item C. When the City Council has reason to seek a recommendation on the selection and placement of public art for a particular project, the Public Arts Committee shall form a selection panel to make the recommendation. Well, we know it's to the architect as well as City Council and so on.
Can we go through each one of those categories?
Yep,
let's
read them off again. Okay. 2 members of the Public Arts Committee. Okay. B. 1 recognized art professional, such as a museum curator, art historian, conservator, or gallery director. C. 1 professional visual artist. D. 2 ad hoc Newport citizens at large. And E. The executive director of the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts. Those are the 7 voting members. Then it indicates that there are 2 non-voting members, the Director of Parks and Recreation, or designee, and 1 City Council liaison, whom we already have. Thank you, Ralph.
Well, not necessarily.
If you want, if you would like to be.
I'm just saying it could be somebody else.
It could be someone else, but if
you would. It doesn't say this has to be appointed by council, though, right? It says the Public Arts Committee organizes this themselves.
Right, yeah.
So you've been drafted. is where I was headed.
Do we get to vote?
I'm sorry, you're non-voting. And then the rest of the paragraph after that says, voting members, and that's those first seven that we talked about, of the selection panel shall not include anyone with a professional or personal relationship with the considered artist or a business interest in selling the art.
Okay, read that again very slowly.
Okay. Voting members.
Yes.
And we listed those. Of the selection panel.
Yes.
Shall not include anyone with a professional or personal relationship with the considered artist or a business interest in selling the art.
Okay.
Okay,
so at the time the committee is selected, and you haven't gone through the process yet, you don't really know who the considered artist is.
That's right.
So if it later turns out that somebody, not has a personal relationship, but knows someone in a casual way, I guess they could recuse themselves for the vote.
Yes.
Because
sure.
It's...
And that may very well happen because
and
it's
it might
a small
happen.
Community.
Yeah.
And
or we find someone else. Turns out that, you know, we're going to have... Donald Duck sculptor and someone that we've selected
right.
is his grandmother.
Right.
Or something like that.
Right. You know? Then for that particular selection, all right, so let me clarify this. And I'm concerned because of my relationship with Rick Bartow, and should he be one of the artists that we
is considered.
Request, you know, I'd love to serve on this committee, but I could not make a decision about
his on a piece.
Okay. So the actual committee work is separate from selecting a particular piece of art.
Yes.
Okay. So somebody could be on this committee, and then we could have alternates, because we would need five alternates. Somebody from the Public Art Committee to be an
two
alternate.
Two members from there.
Right, but we have the two members, assuming that not both of them are going to have a personal or professional.
Right.
Right. So we could develop a list, like they do in jury selection, of alternates.
Sure.
Okay. For that specific
decision.
And so let's also consider that, because there's going to be a lot of names flying around.
Yes.
Right.
That'll be good.
Right. Okay,
well,
so there's so
can we develop the names of the
we're
going to
do that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, I have one OCC director, Catherine.
Yeah, I have that one.
Well, she's definitely on it. It said so.
She has no choice.
She
much
has
like
to.
You.
So do you want to start with the two members of the Public Arts Committee, who's
not here?
Wyman's not here, and Sally's not here.
Well, I'm on the general steering committee for the whole project as well,
right.
One of those steering committees, so I don't know if that's... I mean, I kind of feel like I kind of got an in.
Right,
so
already.
So I don't know that... I mean, I'd love to be on this, but it's kind of like, yeah, but then we kind of have a third person...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're going to take yourself out of that.
I think
selection.
So, just because then it gives us another person from this committee to be on there, but I'll still know what's going on both sides.
Exactly.
So,
So Catherine, I would propose that I don't know where Wyma and Sally are today. Do you?
No. Well, Sally's on vacation.
Sally is on vacation, and she's back in Michigan
until. Forever?
No, she'll be back in July, first part of July.
Okay, here's so that's...
I think it should be the two of you if you're interested, because you're here.
I tend to agree.
And then maybe Sally can be the alternate.
Yeah.
Or Wyma.
I was going to say, let's open it and at least make an inquiry if they're interested.
Well, the problem is that's going to delay the process.
Yes, that's why I asked.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, this is just my opinion. You're here. If you're both interested, I think it should be you. We can get an alternate from the other two.
The other two. Right. All right.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
I agree.
So that's going to be Mary and Karen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're now, welcome. One arts professional...
Ooh, that's a hard one. Bill Kucha?
Is he still around? Well, we have one visual art, professional visual artist, okay. too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the art
so
professional.
So the art
right.
professional is someone in the business of art.
Yes. So he said museum, or we said museum.
Or gallery owners.
Gallery owners. Yeah.
We have a shit ton of galleries. Right. We should be able to find somebody who's in the business of art. Right off the bat, I'm thinking Rickert, who doesn't have to, you know, whoever ran that business.
Are they still here, though?
I think they closed.
They closed the business. They may not have left the community.
That's true.
So if they close the business, they may actually have some time to do something. That's a thought. Kelly Barker.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Pretty involved in the community. And the dude who framed...
Chuck Fornish.
Thank you.
But Fornish. He's on in two other communities.
Okay. All right, good.
He's on the bike committee.
Bike and Ped and Wayfinding. He's a busy guy.
We don't want to overload him.
No.
All right, good. So who else? Help me brainstorm. Okay, so Kelly Barker.
Is Kelly Barker partners with Chris Torp?
I don't know that.
What gallery is his?
Tell me about Kelly Barker.
Kelly Barker ran the Wood Gallery for a million years.
Okay.
He sold it. And now he's down at Sill Rock creating art, and he and his wife, Kathy Piazza.
Does it have to be a Newport resident?
Does it say it's probably preferable, but...
It doesn't say that specifically, but...
You know, the outlying areas also have Newport addresses, too.
Yeah, but...
But South Beach is actually not Newport.
A lot of it is.
A lot of it is, and some of it
isn't.
Yes, some of it is.
Where was in the red lines of it?
Well, that sounds like gerrymandering to me.
Yeah, it is, but that actually defines the city.
Right.
So, I have only recently met Kelly. I just know of him.
Okay.
And, I mean, I guess his name came to mind because he has dealt with art in this community for at least two decades, if not more.
Okay.
But does he still have an interest in that gallery that's in that space now?
No, he has an interest in the gallery that is in Seal Rock.
Okay.
That, you know, the wood carving.
Yeah, I saw it the other day.
Okay, so that's his. The other, Stan, from Oceanic Arts, who doesn't do Oceanic Arts anymore, but is across the street. Stan Pickens?
Stan Pickens. I feel like we should probably get somebody who's in town if we can.
He's not?
No, he is. Stan is, yeah. And Chris Torp is, John Burke is. They own galleries on the Bayfront.
Torp.
Let's see.
John Birch?
Burke, B-U-R-K-E. And maybe it doesn't have an E.
Do we need to send out some kind of a notice or something?
I think we should just kind of get some ideas and then somebody can call them and say...
Yeah, I think we need to find out who wants to make the commitment.
Right.
That's why I asked about time frame and frequency.
There's also some galleries in Nye Beach, right?
Yes, but well, it's a co-op gallery.
There's one co-op gallery. Do we count Jumpin' Frog?
No.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know what. No, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's a retail establishment.
That's not really Dapper Frog.
Yeah, Dapper Frog is a really
the Made in China gallery. Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah. For art's sake, what about the one on 9th Street? Who runs that one?
Is he still in business?
I don't think he's in business anymore.
I don't either, because I went by there and it's empty.
He's living there now. Okay. I think it.
Right.
Because I know he's had a couple hard years, and the last couple times I've driven by, it looks closed and things look a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not it seems well never to be open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. What about? I mean, it says arts professional. It could also be a museum curator. Could it be? Mm-hmm. Could we get somebody from, like Steve Wyatt of the Historical Museum?
That's an idea.
I mean, that's a thought.
Mm-hmm. And who's running the show down at Gracie's old Sea Hag?
That's Steve Wyatt.
That's the historical.
The Heritage Museum.
Yeah. And he runs the whole Lincoln County Historical Society, or whatever
it is. Yes,
he
does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's really, he would be awesome, probably.
Well, let's call him first, then.
Okay.
And if he wants to do it, then we won't have to go, you know.
What gets put up.
Say that again, please.
I said he doesn't have a financial interest in what gets put,
okay.
What gets
Yeah,
decided.
You have a really good point, Mary, because that would be...
Yeah, because it's easy enough to, you know, to try to steer the whole conversation in a way that benefits you.
I think
and,
that's
you know,
a really
even,
good idea.
Even unconsciously.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Steve Wyatt couldn't, there's a relatively new curator there at the Lincoln County Historical Society, Sachi...
Right.
Sachiko.
Right.
Sachiko.
She used to work for us over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
let's ask Steve first.
I can see her face, everything. She's right. Just created the new exhibit now that's at the Burroughs House on Coastal
yeah.
Curiosities.
Okay. Yeah,
so, right. So they have two different sites. Yeah.
We're looking, as we're making this list, we're looking for alternate mm-hmm. for each slot.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve agrees, Sachiko could possibly be an alternate.
Fill in.
Right.
I can give you her name, too.
Okay. Or if Steve can't, then perhaps Sachiko, which is, you know, has that.
Right. Steve could be her alternate
so
for a specific project.
Let me get this straight. Am I going to call them, or are you going to, Catherine?
Well, we haven't decided that yet.
I mean,
let's get a list, and maybe we'll assign them, you know, a different position.
A professional visual artist.
Okay, oh geez. Get the funny
of them.
See, and I think we have to be careful because we don't want to select somebody who may be involved
right.
in submitting an RFP.
Right.
Well, that's number one question.
I'll give you a couple names. I know I don't participate in the committee, but my neighbors.
Who are they?
Ted Krigo and Kim Tron.
Oh, photographs.
Yeah, they do photography, so they wouldn't be selling anything in this project.
That's a really
but
good
either
idea.
As a citizen representatives or as artists, both.
Okay.
They're both retired, and they're both into photography big time, and they're also
visual.
Engineers.
So that would be good. So what
but
are
I don't
your
know
names?
If they're interested. Ted Krigo.
How do you spell that? Do you
C-R...
G-O.
Oh, no, D, I'm sorry. Yes. Just G-O, and then Kim Tron is his wife.
T-R-O-N?
Kim Tron. T-R-A-N.
Tran.
It's just Vietnamese spelling.
And then two citizens.
And they could be either the professionals or the citizens.
Yeah, that's ad hoc.
They also may beat me up for bringing up their names.
We won't breathe them.
So citizens, what about citizens?
Well, I think there's plenty of people too that are interested in arts and stuff, but I mean, that don't have to be.
When you advertised for members of this committee,
yeah.
Do we have some responses?
Yes.
Okay, so there are people out there who have expressed an interest in, you know, in the committee who, if, you know, they're not chosen to be on this committee, could possibly be chosen
yeah.
to be on the project.
I have mm-hmm. a recommendation for one of the citizens, and I think this person would be awesome, Amanda Capri.
Is she here?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's on our Bike Ped committee. She is young. She's a professional planner, perhaps an architect, I'm not sure.
Oh, like an event planner?
No, like a city planner. She's bright, bright, bright. I think she would be an awesome addition.
Wow. Okay.
So you know Amanda?
I know her family. I know her. Yeah.
She is really, I mean, she's really great. Her husband is an architect. They submitted something for the design of the pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Little youth would be good.
Yeah.
No offense to the president.
No. I agree. I think that kind of energy and perspective is going to be important.
Sure.
She is just like, I wish we had six of her on bike and ped.
Wow.
Six okay, more. So what about the more? Suggestion of the whoever submitted applications for
that's Dieter.
Dieter.
The architect?
Dietmar Goebel.
Dietmar, yeah.
He was the one who he was the only one?
Oh, you mean, when I got on here, you mean?
No. Recently, there was a...
Dietmar who did it. He's the only one, and we'll talk about that again when we talk about filling vacancies, but he was the only application.
Okay, thank you. We thought that Sally was leaving, and didn't somebody else leave?
No, didn't
Sue
leave?
Sue left.
Yes. Sue left.
Yeah, yes. But so we thought Sally was leaving, but she wasn't.
Right. So we had a slot to fill, and we ran an ad.
Right.
So I'm saying, you know, let's look at those people, because they're already stepping up saying, I volunteered to do something with the arts.
Well, I'm thinking, too, when I got on here, there was three other people that... had applied.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Well, one was Jeff Bertolite.
And the other one was the gal, the artist from Toledo, I think. I can't think of her name.
She's part, she worked at the house. Cynthia Jacoby.
Yes.
Does she live in Toledo?
Maybe I'm wrong.
She's connected with the Toledo Arts Guild, but I don't think she lives
in Newport. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, those people have already, like you said, submitted their names.
She would be good too. I bet you she'd do it.
Yeah. Her work is, you know, small pieces, so I don't think there would be any conflict. Well,
she can make that decision.
That's true.
So she could be either as a professional visual artist,
right, or an ad hoc,
If Ted Krieger or Kim Tron aren't
willing to do it.
Uh-huh.
So
do you want to tap the Toledo community? I mean, there's a lot of like Michael Gibbons and people like that.
I think we should keep it in town.
Yeah. Although one of the Toledo fabric artists is on the board of OCCA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but OCCA covers the whole world.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. That's a whole big.
But I think we have some good choices here, and then I'll talk to Ralph, could be the city council liaison, and I'll talk to Spencer.
If you wouldn't mind, Ralph. Is
would
okay?
you do that?
Well, we'll have to negotiate.
The salary?
Salary. Working conditions.
Working.
So then I'll talk to Spencer about who from Parks and Rec.
Well, and if you need me to, I can do that.
Yeah. And I think it'll either be you or me.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Good.
So let's assign some phone calling.
Yes.
So, Ralph, how do you feel about talking to Ted and Kim?
I see them every day.
I mean,
do you want to stay anonymous in this process?
No. I'm happy to talk.
Okay. I wasn't, you know, sometimes we're joking, but we really mean it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. All right. So
I'll see them in the next day or two.
You'll talk to them.
Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to do the Steve Wyatt. Unless someone else around here knows him.
And I know Cynthia. And I can track down her phone number because she's one of the artists in that cooperative gallery.
Right.
So that's my assignment. How am I going to show that call?
Now, do you need somebody to talk to Sachiko, or do you want to wait to see if Steve Wyatt...
Well, we can wait and see if Steve Wyatt is... And it may turn out because they're going into another phase of their maritime history museum thing.
Yeah.
And it could be that he is just way too busy because he practically lived there before the first phase.
Right, but we have a whole list of people.
Right.
I'll call Amanda or I'll email her.
Peggy will do that. Thank you.
So if somebody lets me know, and I can call Sachiko if we need to.
Okay,
so
great.
Let me know.
All right.
Because I know her fairly well.
Maybe what should happen is that these people get asked, and then the alternates get developed at the next meeting.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Right. So if both Steve and Sachiko say, no, we can't do it, we're too busy, I would offer to call Kelly or Stan. Okay?
Yes.
So So put that, you know, however you're doing this.
Right, but we can't hardly wait till the next meeting because isn't
No, no, this is like happening in a week.
Okay.
He gave us a week.
Yes, he really did. He wants that committee going.
Yeah. And maybe Kelly and Stan. Why are you laughing?
Oh, just because. I'm really glad Tim was here and explained things, and he understands, I think, how we do stuff. Because my boss thinks we should already have what we want in the building. And I keep saying...
In the locker room. I mean, stored in the closet, ready to go.
He keeps saying it. You guys need to get on this. I don't understand. You have to tell us what you want in there. And I said, how do you tell someone what you want in something that's not even... You know, and I said, there's a process. There's going to be a request for proposals. Just like there was a whole process in getting an architect, and it's the same concept, and he doesn't get it. He wants us to say, okay, we just want this sitting right here. I mean, I'm really glad because I felt like, oh, Tim gets it. Because, I mean, he understands.
Yeah.
It's all kind of intertwined, and we're all going to work through what we see as how it's going to fit. And it's just, he makes me.
We'll be working
through
it. My
boss makes me laugh.
So while you're talking, I was thinking about something else, and this is what it was, but thank you. We haven't included any Indians. Do we want to think about a representative from the Sluts tribe?
As one of the public members?
As filling in any slot that would be appropriate.
What's the guy's name that did the mural down in Waldport? McKinney? Is that his...
The mural
down in McEnany?
No, he's no Indian.
He's not, is he? That's what I was going to ask, but he did that mural, okay. Because someone was just talking to me about him lately and that he might be interested in getting involved with this project.
We can take Amanda off.
No, I'm throwing this out, and I'm just saying that, I mean, this is pretty white.
Yeah. And I tend to agree with you. I think it'd be...
And I think it would be important if we could find somebody who...
Right. The only problem is that most of the Northwest Coast beautiful visual art is not from this area. It's from Puget Sound, you know, and...
Alaska.
So... If you're thinking you're going to get this wonderful fish with all the, you know, the...
No, I don't think that. I don't think that.
No.
What I'm saying is that we are in the process of selecting a committee, and by virtue of our selections, we are already beginning to formulate the aesthetics.
Okay?
By whom we choose. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to be... broad-minded, but we're all white. And there's, you know, this place that we live in.
Kim is not white.
Kim's
exactly.
Vietnamese.
She's Vietnamese.
Oh,
and Sachiko is Japanese.
Okay.
Right?
Well, and then if you want, there's another suggestion if you want somebody local, and that would be Jorge Hernandez.
Oh,
as a citizen,
what does he do?
He runs Centro de Ayuda.
Mm-hmm. See, but Karen, your point is well taken.
Yeah,
because on this committee there are no Hispanics either yet, and they make up what percent, Peggy?
I don't know.
Now
it's pretty big.
15, 10, 15. So. I bet easy.
Yeah,
go to a kindergarten graduation, you'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I just
Just drive around town and you see an awful lot of women with
strollers.
So, I mean,
we're just
we're
brainstorming. I think that we should also think broader culturally.
Are we limited to those people, or is it worded such that you can have more than those people?
Well,
I know you don't want a committee.
Voting, it sounded like
100 mm-hmm. people on a committee.
Yeah. Yeah, does it say as needed or anything?
No, it doesn't. And I remember this discussion, you know, in all those years we were working on it, is that we felt by keeping it focused mm-hmm. that, you know, if you get too many people on a committee,
yeah,
can get pretty unwieldy to get things done, to discuss and, you know, and get things done.
So
well, don't as I say, don't rule it out, because all it takes is another resolution to change it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it can go through council and get changed. I mean, if that thing becomes an issue, so I wouldn't.
Okay.
So was the Hispanic man, was he a visual artist or a gallery owner or what?
No, no, he would have to be an ad hoc citizen.
Right, he's Newport citizen. The director of Center de Ayuda. But Jorge may have a thought about who could, you know, we may choose to contact him and discuss this, and there may be somebody he goes, oh, that would be perfect for da da da, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when OCCA did Dos Culturas, Una Comunidad, a couple of years ago, an area, there are several, and I'm sure more that I don't know about, but Miguel Martinez is...
He's still around.
Uh-huh, he is the director of the... the catering area out at Best Western.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a visual artist.
Okay,
Now, once again, whether he is what we have found with Miguel, because we try to access him on our exhibition advisory committee at the Visual Arts Center, is that a lot of times his schedule is such during the daytime, and he's at Best Western, and he's not able to come to meetings.
Mm-hmm. There's also the Hispanic photographer, Christian Flores Muniz. He's kind of getting well known for his photography. I know he's had stuff at the Visual Arts Center,
All right, but now back to your question, Karen, about Native American representation. If there's something around here in Newport, either one professional visual artist or ad hoc
committee member,
Newport citizens.
I don't have a name to pull out of my pocket.
Okay.
It was basically a, you know, let's not
exclude
oversight.
Yeah.
You know, in our enthusiasm for all the people we know. So, so I can make some inquiries.
Okay.
And part of it would have to be who lives in Newport. You know, there's some limitations on.
Right. And then, you know, and it's not very convenient for somebody living in Siletz to drive in for a meeting. Necessarily,
I'm not sure that would be necessarily a barrier.
I'm looking at that, I've missed one.
Or they may not much care. They may be like, okay, go build your pool, really.
Well, and this is one reason when we were working on this selection panel criteria of keeping it, you know, in Newport centric.
Mm-hmm.
So that there would be investment and there wouldn't be perhaps additional criticism that you have people from outlying area giving input on something that the citizens of Newport have paying for. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But there's also, the other way, just looking at it from the Parks and Recreation way, we try to draw in from everywhere.
Sure.
Okay.
And we also think that this, I know Toledo's having issues with its pool and keeping it going financially, and we kind of think that this may end up being the death nail for
if it's really nice.
Is it worth it to go another 20 minutes or 15 minutes to get here? So
I think we should use that.
That we would include someone from out that way into the design of it is almost kind of nice, I think, to say this is all for, you know, everyone around here. So,
okay, so that's a good point, Judy, on that.
So we have a lot of ideas, a lot of people. Is sort of a priority list. Can we have a virtual meeting in kind of a email group forum?
Uh-uh.
To choose these?
No.
All right. Oh, go to jail for it. Oh, no.
No.
Okay, so rather...
We can have another meeting next week, though.
And that's... Thank you, Peggy.
Okay, so let's...
So we have our assignments, and part of my assignment will be... And so when we're talking to these people, that's what we're going to say. Are you interested? And if you are, I'd like to bring your name to the table. Mm-hmm. Okay?
There may be, and I would think you need to say there may be others. You know, we're looking at several people.
Well, that's why we're not saying, you know, will you do this? Yeah, you're done. Right. Thanks. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And I will inquire within my resources with the tribe a name or two of someone who might be interested in this.
Mm-hmm. So then, what about next Thursday at 9 o'clock with this, just this one item on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's the date on that?
Today is the 19th, so it'll be the 26th.
Gosh, June is flying by.
Boy, it is.
Because Tim is, ready for it, so we don't want to put it off any further.
9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right, on Thursday, June 26th.
Yeah, and we do have to have a quorum to meet, so.
All right, so I've got it on the calendar. I can be here.
I can probably move things around.
I never schedule anything for 9 a.m. So
Karen,
I'll be here.
Okay. Mary, will you be in town?
I think so.
Okay. I know Sally won't be back, so don't plan on Sally.
But
so
we'll need Wyma. What,
so it's either going to have to be Judy or Wyma.
I'm sure I can be here.
Okay.
I'll have to check my schedule, but I can't think of anything a week from now.
So. Yeah, and this is something that needs to be done in a regular public meeting.
All right. Yes.
So you'll have to note it right away.
Yeah, I'll notice it.
I'll check my schedule in case there's anything weird, but I can't think of anything next.
So going on, Karen, with also what you were mentioning, I really liked how you articulated about, may we bring your name to the table, et cetera. And so that we're clear on what kind of commitment we're asking about.
Let's review those.
Yeah, let's review that right now. So this would be something of a selection panel that would be starting right away this summer, probably by mid or late July, and would go through what?
We're going to say the commitment is for a year. Why do you say 2 years?
Because it's through construction.
Construction is supposed to, they're looking to complete the thing in the summer of 2016.
Okay, so. But most of this input...
probably, I would, especially this kind of thing would roll over beyond a year.
All right, it's better to give a longer date than a shorter date.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's I think that...
But we might
there won't be regularly scheduled meetings. I mean, they're more or less going to be on call. So there could be times where you didn't have a meeting for 4 months, for example.
Right. I kind of got it from Tim that there'd be activity up front for a number of immediate months now.
Right.
And then there'd be a lull.
Yep.
And then the
buying.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if anybody wants to look at these at all right now, but this is some of the RFPs that I found for online. None of them use a real form, but they just kind of have, here's what we need. And so if you want, though, I gave a set to Tim, just because who knows if Sherwood's done it before.
Okay.
There's also sites that, I think there's one for Oregon, but you can...
A site on...
Like this one is publicartist.com or .org, and you can list your project. It's a place where artists go. I don't know if we want to go that far.
But well, we would leave that, I'm suspecting, to the architect, but they're going to need that information.
There's more than one, and I think there's one for Oregon, and I can't think of this is
much longer.
It.
Well, we don't even know what kind of art we want. That's going to drive the RFP.
This is something that that is coming later on down the line.
Yep.
You're right. Just sharing information.
Yeah, I've just looked at these. And like I said, there's a couple of different sites. I think there's one for Oregon as well that you can sign up and say, hey, we have this project. It's this amount of money. So all artists can go to this website and say, oh, Washington's having this and Oregon's having this and, you know, Seattle or whatever, and then they can see if they're interested in it, which is kind of interesting if we want to go that far. But I had never heard of those, so I thought that was kind of interesting. But
yeah, so hold that thought for us.
Right. Sure. So, Catherine, did we explicate the details of the commitment for the art selection panel clear enough? Is there anything else that can be added to that? Two-year commitment, flurry in the beginning and the end, mm-hmm. maybe a couple things in the middle.
I think that's probably all we can say at the moment. Peggy, can you think of anything else? Okay.
And that the meetings will be on call.
Okay. They may incorporate those into the charrettes with a different...
Exactly.
You know, there's going to be different...
What's that mean?
It's a public meeting.
It's like a forum or a focus group.
Yeah, it's a focus group.
And they'll say, okay, there's going to be a... Shrat.
And it's where the public can come in and give their opinions on the project.
I'm sure it is.
Right. We did that at the PAC a lot with the charrettes.
All right. New to me. Always good to learn new things.
Well, it was new to me, too.
Have we assigned callers for each one of these names that's been
For the moment.
Who's calling Chris Torp? Who's calling John Burke?
I can do that.
All right. And I got Kelly, Stan, Cynthia, and somebody from the tribe.
I have no one unless someone tells me to call Sachiko.
Right, and I'll let you know after I've talked
to her. Who was going to do the Hispanic person?
Yeah.
What?
Who was going to do the Hispanic person?
I can, or do you know Jorge?
I do not. Okay. I think I've met him,
but
I don't
know
him. Do any
of you know Jorge? All right, then I'll
I know him.
But
you're calling a lot of people.
But I got a list, so yes. I prefer if somebody else.
You've got John Christen, Catherine. I know him, but I think it'd be he. Yeah.
Yep.
I know him from court.
And if he doesn't want to, I met that Christian Flores Muniz. If anybody thinks he's, I mean, he's kind of
his work is good.
Yeah.
I guess
that to me is kind of an artistic eye kind of thing, and he's
out and about. So if we're leaving this kind of open when we're explaining it, then when we come back in, we can slot people into the categories as opposed to trying to dream up who would fit this category.
That's a good idea.
I like this.
Now, here's my next question. Do you want these people to show up next week?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
All we want to know is, is this something they'd like to be considered for?
Mm-hmm. They could show up, definitely.
Well, they won't know about the meeting, so.
Well, it's officially noticed now.
That's true.
They probably don't go through and read that.
Well, they probably don't.
You can just say, you don't have to be at the next meeting. We're going to just, you know. I mean, if they ask, just say.
Well, but they wouldn't be at the next meeting anyway because they're not part of the Public Arts Committee.
But this is a public meeting.
It's a public meeting.
So they went online and were interested in finding out more about.
But then that certainly shows them a lot that they're interested.
All right, if they show up, we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we have to say thank you very much, we're going to make our decision now, and if you want to sit here while we're doing it and hear us chop you up, fine.
I think the other thing, as we're looking at potential names here, particularly when we get into the visual artist or somewhere in some category, that we want to make sure that we, I would think we would want to have at least one person who does three-dimensional art.
All right.
I don't know. I know that we're looking on...
I hear what you're saying.
Especially because they're both photographers that we've been talking about.
And well, that's good that there wouldn't be a conflict. We may open ourselves to criticism that there's no three-dimensional artist
and or sculptor,
right. You know, on the selection panel. So
right. Yeah. On the other hand, I think that we could justify, first of all, anybody who's an artist has just chosen their medium doesn't mean they don't have skills or abilities
in
three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. If we, you know, choose a photographer, that doesn't mean that they can't visualize. I mean, Rick does paintings, prints, drawings, sculptures, right? Okay, for example, we could justify not having a three-dimensional artist because we want everyone to have the possibility of creating something for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be excluded if they were on the committee, and we don't want to exclude anybody. So that's a possible way of explaining our rationale, if anybody questions.
One group you might consider either as participants in the selection process or as actual providers of the art is the educational community.
True.
Just have the kids in the first grade make drawings and hang on the wall or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean,
yeah, we got one of those handprints, though.
Talking about really the little kids, but the community college or the high school art people, you know.
Yeah. Because we got that big thing of.
I thought you were going to say something different, which was, have we considered people who are in the educational community as part of this community?
No, that's why I said both.
Both.
You could have somebody that's an art teacher.
I heard about some wonderful young woman who teaches art at OCCC.
Oh, not the new middle school art teacher?
Well, I don't know
about this
person. The one in the
school got the write-up in the paper.
Right, that's Sprague.
Okay.
The new art teacher at the middle school. But before we go down that conversational lot, I think we need to find in here, and maybe this is for next week, there's some things that were said that, you know, children's art are not student art. We need to comb through this resolution because that was something that was a big discussion that went on for months and months about. So may we just hold that thought? And
yes, thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Ralph, on that.
Coming off the tails of what you just said, Ralph, do we want to add two more names to the possible list by contacting these two young women? I'm assuming the middle school teacher is younger than me.
Yeah, I don't.
Which
don't
would
know.
Put her in the very young category.
Oh, yes.
See, I'm not laughing.
Why don't we first see what kind of response we're getting here to these seven voting members.
Okay.
You know, and see whether that this is something that's going to be easy or whether we're going to have to drill down more and more. And then,
Okay.
So let's...
Yeah, move on.
Hold on. Yes, we are.
We have 5 minutes.
Good luck.
So, at any rate, would the committee like to hold on the public art inventory discussion?
I sure would.
Yeah, me too.
Develop a call for artists.
I have a little bit of info on the public art flyer.
Okay, let's start.
With Lorna at the Chamber regarding our public art flyer that we had talked about. I found this one online. This is what Bend does. She had mentioned that the public wayfinding, the wayfinding committee had already developed this map that we would be able to use.
That's our art.
In the brochure.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's several ways that this could happen. I mentioned the Destination Newport, and Lorna said if we use those funds, we won't be able to have any galleries on the flyer because Destination Newport has to be very broad for all. This will help all businesses.
Okay.
But if we don't have the galleries, we just have public art.
Uh-huh.
She said we could use those funds.
Okay.
Let me go down here. Another way she said we could do it would be to turn it over to the Chamber. We provide the information, and they would just produce it. It's something she said is not...
Would we have to pay them?
I don't think so. I think it was something they said...
They would use their own funds if
it's a public plus to have this available.
Right. Another way we could do it is we could sell spots like this. You know, we could sell gallery spots on the flyer. Like you say, for $300 you can have this, and it's going to be in every place in the world.
$300 per...
per little whatever. Yeah, whatever we decide.
Per print run, you mean?
Per year, per
month? Yeah, we'd
month.
Have to decide that.
Okay.
So,
for however it's run.
And then we could have someone produce it and print it. So we actually might be able to make some money off of something like this, which is a theory. We could also pay the News Times to do the layout and the printing, and with the Public Arts Committee supplying the information. She says they, the News Times does a lot of these for the chamber. There's also other people that can in town that can do the layout portion, and we would then get quotes for printing and have it done ourselves. So I think that there's several options that we would be qualified to request funding from Destination Newport. So like I said, this map already exists, so we could would just have the points, you know, of the public art. And that's what I've found out so far. I think, you know, if we can start gathering this information through our public art inventory, that would be the first step. And then kind of, okay, let's start developing where it is on the map if we want to put it on the map. So I think it's a great idea, and I think there's some money there. And you know, Chamber's really easy to work with, and if we kind of said, okay, here we have this information, here's kind of what we're thinking.
So you go through the Destination Newport Committee and get them to bless it, though,
Yeah. If we go that route. Yeah, we would have to do
there's
that.
A bunch of routes. But the first part is finding out what we have out there.
Right, right. So I think it. This makes me more encouraged, though, to get that stuff done.
Yeah. You want to see that?
Okay.
Judy, thank you for doing that work.
That's certainly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's... okay, and then we're going to... anything else on the... at the moment on the flyer, brochure, okay? Are we going to hold the develop call for artists form?
We don't have to do that. That's something the architect is going to do.
All right,
that's
the architect.
Yeah.
I just gave those, I think we should make sure to have some kind of input, and it sounds like he is going to work with us, but
I think we
that's
should.
Why I think it's good for us to have these, to kind of look at what others have done. He may be doing the same exact thing, Googling them or whatever.
I think they've done it before.
That's what it implied. He's done so many buildings.
Well,
can I?
He did the library.
Right.
Just keep remembering that. He did the library, which I think is gorgeous. Oh, okay.
Right.
And I love our library. Okay. Okay. Judy has something else.
I was Googling these RFPs, I found this is San Jose's new public art master plan. If you ever want to drool and think about this, this is way cool. And it's all about, I mean, like we have a parks master plan, how you see in the long run how you want to have, you know, parks set up and everything. And this is that same kind of thing with art. Certainly San Jose has, you know, it's a huge art community, but
Yes.
That's what I mean. I just, when I saw that, I was just like,
bigger.
Ooh. Public art master plan. So I just thought it was something somewhere in our future we could think about, because I was kind of excited.
So is that something like documents like that, that maybe we would start a notebook that all people could access, and it would be like in your office, or do you want to hold on to that for right now? How can we... start to, gather and have some of these resources then that are...
Well, I can hold on to it, certainly. I mean, I don't know if you have room or space or
well,
time.
Well, it'd be better right now, Judy.
Okay, all
that's
right.
That's what I figured.
My office is that way, too, so hold on.
I mean, I'll hold on to it, but I just thought, I'll just put that in your
Thank
room,
you.
Because I was like, oh, my.
You know, and that's the sort of thing that we would want to talk with Derek about.
Right.
Derek is her boss?
No, he's the
planning director.
Okay. Yeah, Derek.
But it's something to think about, I think, and in terms of the future. And I think we have a great art community here, but this makes it like
officially,
you know, and where do you want to go with this? But
we can have Derek come sometime to a meeting once we get a little bit beyond this. You know, once this public arts group gets established and there's a lull in the action, then Derek can come, and he will.
Okay, so real quickly here, our vacancy on the public arts committee.
Dietmar is the only one who has applied. It's always better if you have a few people to choose from. So if you know people, ask them to go on our website and submit an application. You can do it online, and it comes right into my office.
Okay.
Or it used to.
Because it was in the paper, too.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, no, I got it out. So if we could get a couple people to apply, then we could interview them at our next regular meeting, which will be July 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just I'll put out another press release.
Okay.
And if you could all talk to people who you think might be good fits.
Cindy could apply again.
Yeah. Cindy? Yeah.
Cynthia Jacoby.
In fact, people that have applied before that were not selected, you could maybe
call them and see if they're still interested and throw their application.
I can try to find them. Cindy keeps those. I don't know
okay.
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll look toward that and see if we can't get some more applications.
Okay.
Any quick committee comments? Okay. So looks like, Peggy, we pretty well have our next agenda.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Established. Right now it's kind of upset here. We know when our next meeting is.
You're not going to be here.
Right. So will you please lead the meeting?
Yes.
I appreciate yes. it. To the best of my ability.
Oh, you are great. You're a great character.
You so affirm.
Right. All right, adjourned then. Thank you very much.
Productive.
Yes, very productive.